Operations management is the management of that part of an organization that is responsible for producing goods and/or services. There are examples of these goods and services all around you. Every book you read, every video you watch, every email you send, every telephone conversation you have, and every medical treatment you receive involves the operations function of one or more organizations. So does everything you wear, eat, travel in, sit on, and access the internet with. Business organizations typically have three basic functional areas: finance, marketing, and operations. It doesn't matter if the business is a retail store, a hospital, a manufacturing firm, a car wash, or some other type of business, it is true for all business organizations. Finance is responsible for securing financial resources at favorable prices and allocating those resources throughout the organization, as well as budgeting, analyzing investment proposals, and providing funds for operations. Marketing is responsible for assessing consumer wants and needs and selling and promoting the organization's goods or services. And operations is primarily responsible for producing the goods or providing the services offered by the organization. To put this into perspective, if a business organization were a car, operations would be its engine. And just as the engine is the core of what a car does, in a business organization, operations is the core of what the organization does. Operations management is responsible for managing that core. Hence, operations management is the management of systems or processes that create goods and/or provide services. The creation of goods or services involves transforming or converting inputs into outputs. Various inputs such as capital, labor, and information are used to create goods or services using one or more transformation processes, e.g., storing, transporting, cutting. To ensure that the desired outputs are obtained, measurements are taken at various points in the transformation process, feedback, and then compared with previously established standards to determine whether corrective action is needed. The essence of the operations function is to add value during the transformation process. Value added is the term used to describe the difference between the cost of inputs and the value or price of outputs. Working together successfully means that everyone understands not only their own role, they also understand the roles of others. This is precisely why all business students, regardless of their particular major, are required to take a common core of courses that will enable them to learn about all aspects of business. Because operations management is central to the functioning of all business organizations, it is included in the core of courses business students are required to take. And even though individual courses have a narrow focus, e.g., accounting, marketing, in practice, there is significant interfacing and collaboration among the various functional areas, involving exchange of information and cooperative decision-making. For example, although the three primary functions in business organizations perform different activities, many of their decisions impact the other areas of the organization. Consequently, these functions have numerous interactions. Marketing's focus is on selling and/or promoting the goods or services of an organization. Marketing is also responsible for assessing customer wants and needs, and for those to operations people, short-term, and to design people, long-term. That is, operations needs information about demand over the short to intermediate term so that it can plan accordingly, e.g., purchase materials or schedule work, while design people need information that relates to improving current products and services and designing new ones. Marketing, design, and production must work closely together to successfully implement design changes and to develop and produce new products. Marketing can provide valuable insight on what competitors are doing. Marketing also can supply information on consumer preferences so that design will know the kinds of products and features needed. Operations can supply information about capacities and judge the manufacturability of designs. Operations will also have advance warning if new equipment or skills will be needed for new products or services. Finance people should be included in these exchanges in order to provide information on what funds might be available, short-term, and to learn what funds might be needed for new products or services, intermediate to long-term. Other functions in operations. 1. Accounting provides information to management on costs of labor, materials, and overhead, and may provide reports on items such as scrap, downtime, and inventories. 2. Management Information Systems, MIS, is concerned with providing management with the information it needs to effectively manage. 3. The Personnel or Human Resources Department is concerned with recruitment and training of personnel, labor relations, contract negotiations, wage and salary administration, assisting in manpower projections, and ensuring the health and safety of employees. 4. Public Relations has responsibility for building and maintaining a positive public image of the organization. Good public relations provides many potential benefits. 5. The legal department must be consulted on contracts with employees, customers, suppliers, and transporters, as well as on liability and environmental issues. 6. Purchasing procurement of raw materials. Production of goods versus delivery of services. Although goods and services often go hand in hand, there are some very basic differences between the two, differences that impact the management of the goods portion versus management of the service portion. This section explores those differences. Production of goods results in a tangible output, such as an automobile, eyeglasses, a golf ball, a refrigerator, anything that we can see or touch. It may take place in a factory, but can occur elsewhere. For example, farming produces non-manufactured goods. Delivery of service, on the other hand, generally implies an act. A physician's examination, TV and auto repair, lawn care, and projecting a film in a theater are examples of services. Manufacturing and service organizations differ chiefly because manufacturing is goods-oriented, and services act-oriented.